Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about a new friend joining us, but he's a member of an old friend organization. The Association for Competitive Technologies is an organization I've been telling you about for, golly, probably almost 15 years. And these are good friends of ours and mine and yours, whether you know it or not, because of the good work they do in the area of technology and leading the charge to keep technology, especially the Internet, to keep it free and available to us. And Jonathan Godfrey is our guest. He's a new friend with us, but not new to me or not new to his job. He's Director of Communications at ACT. And he went to the Computer Electronics Show, CES, last week in Las Vegas. And we always try to get somebody on the show after that event to give us a report on what they saw. And Jonathan's he's the fresh meat this year. Jonathan Godfrey, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Glad to have such a strong advocate on behalf of small businesses and ACT as well.
I appreciate that. I'm a big fan and supporter of you guys. I tell people about you guys even when you're not here. Hey, Jonathan, CES was last week. You went. Give us a tour of just kind of, you know, from maybe a 100-foot level, you know, maybe a 1,000-foot level. If you could look down on the whole thing, what would you say about CES?
CES is an incredible conference. Looking at a 1,000-foot level, you see a lot of dazzling lights and displays. And it's the biggest conference that I'm aware of anywhere in the country. It happens every year.
There's only one bigger one in the world, and I think that happens in Germany, doesn't it?
Yeah. But this is it's impressive. You have technology totally takes over Las Vegas. And there's a convention center there that is just massive, and there's four halls, one with two floors, and they're all packed. And then there are the Venetian Hotel is a separate place, and they're so full of displays that they have to use the parking lot outside as well. And it's incredible. But you walk into CES, and it's you. The first thing that you see is a TV that's about as big as a building, and it's 3D, and there are people handing out 3D glasses, and it
right.
bends, and it's
a curved television.
That's right. So one of the things that we're seeing now are curved displays on. Not just flat displays, but curved displays on television, and this is also something I think that some of the handsets.
Would you say that was one of the big takeaways from this was the new TV resolutions and the shapes?
Yeah, you know, it's when you walk into the show, it's you're dazzled by a lot of the multiple screens. And TVs they show, and that's a big part that's a big part of CES. But I would say separate from that, you had a lot of the coolest things I think came out this year. The things that people just really had to see were they have a section called Digital Health that was that's showing off some of the new mobile medical devices and medical apps. They had a section on 3D printers. An area on 3D printers, and that's a really fascinating.
Oh yeah, now I can see where that we've been reporting on 3D printers for several years now, with some of my futures at being able to print walls, print devices, print parts, print and also maybe even print an ear, like a body part.
Well, it's true. They've actually printed we've actually used a 3D printer to make human organs.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is amazing. And if you talk to futurists, they will say that this is an indication that we may live a lot longer than we anticipate.
Maybe longer than we should, Jonathan. That's what I'm thinking.
Could be.
You know,
but the 3D printers are incredible. I mean, I know that I want one. I don't know that I'm going to do with it, right? But I know that I want one.
You don't know what it is, but you want one, right?
But they do, so the 3D printers have really come down in cost. And like you said, you could print out a part. You know, imagine
within a couple of years, you'll be able to buy one for a couple $100 to do something. Hold on to that thought, John. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Jonathan to get out into, we're going to bore down into some of the little things that he saw out there that you and I might can use in our small businesses. It's 20 Till, Jonathan Godfrey, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.